Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. from a cat representing the youth movement and jazz today, full of Chicago bravado. That was bassist Andrew Vogt with the tune Shack Dog off his latest 2017 CD, The AV Club. So he's been in Chicago most of his life and has performed with many Chicago musicians and touring groups. That has included folks like Ernie Watts, Donnie McCaslin, and the great Nate Watts. In 2014, he released his first record as a producer and primary composer under the group The Humble Organisms. And in 2016, he released his first EP as a band leader entitled For Free. Both of these independent releases have gone over quite well. So the AV Club album is full of talent in terms of execution and compositions. And for all the acts he's played with and the time that he's logged on stage, he talked about his joy with the AV Club.
Feel great. You know, it's like anything else, like any other project, you know, once you finally get it out there into the world, it's just good to know that it's being listened to. You know, it's like you spend so much time writing the songs and crafting them and picking out the right ones and going back and editing and re-editing and all that stuff. So it's just a very good feeling of completion to know that it's done. And a lot of people have been saying that they enjoy it. So I'm glad it's holding up to what I thought it would do.
Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that digs Chicago, loves Philly, jams to New York, and has our own distinct legacy, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, poised to make this hour of jazz some very fine listening for your soul. From the Maharaja of the keyboard, we bring you Oscar Peterson next, joined by his trio with the 1963 tune Night Train, and Andrew has a story about this, and a little bit more. Have a listen.
I remember for sure, like, one of my high school, you know, band directors was just, he had this awesome library of CDs, back when CDs were actually, you know, like cool things. And I remember he just had this huge stack and he'd let me like go in there every like week or so. And I'd walk in and just grab like 10 CDs and listen to them all the time. And I remember for sure there was, Oscar Peterson Trio Night Train was like one of the first albums I remember it had on repeat all the time.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Andrew Vogt from the AV Club in Chicago, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was Chicago jazz cat Stu Genovese with the tune These Foolish Things as a part of the Cubs Musicians. He made it to the age of 81. At the end of his life, he was a retired high school music instructor who for years played saxophone and clarinet at Chicago jazz clubs and more popularly in ragtime groups outside of Wrigley Field. He was born on the South Side, graduated from high school there, was in college, went to the Navy, and he had one hell of a Chicago jazz ride. Speaking of Chicago and a rocket into the jazz cosmos out there, this is the famous Von Freeman with the 1994 title track called Dedicated to You, and they always are here at Neon Jazz.
Josh Berman from Chicago. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
That was a man that had a huge wield of influence over the world of jazz. Composer, pianist, and radio personality, Ramsey Lewis, with the tune It Ain't Necessarily So, off the 1959 LP, An Hour with Ramsey Lewis's Trio. And what else can you say about Ramsey other than he represents Chicago, the world of jazz, and he's a fundamental quality that is unmistakable in everything that he does. He's made the world a much better place. And as we go into two-time Grammy Award-winning Sax Cat, nice guy, and even a friend of the show, this is Ernie Watts with the tune You Met Your Match off 2010's CD The Wonder Bag. And let's have a listen to Andrew talk about the influence Ernie has had on his life.
Ernie Watts was very cool, and in particular, just because him and his wife were both at a couple shows that we played, and they were like, hey, just keep in contact, and they still keep in contact with me. They'll send me Christmas cards and stuff like that around the holidays, and I've gone out to see them like in L.A. when they played out there. So they're just very, very cool people, and they're like, they just love to talk and just get to know you, you know.
Thank you.
That was the very talented modern-day jazz bass cat Charnette Moffett with the 2017 song Music from Our Soul. And that's just what the doctor ordered for this cat. Whether he's the leader or in a supportive role, his intense and energetic solos inspire all those that he plays for around the world. He's appeared on over 200 recordings so far and has one of the most distinguished careers in jazz up to this point. His father, Charles, was the drummer for the late, great Ornette Coleman, which led to Charnette being raised among jazz royalty and being exposed to a lot of adventures in music. He first appeared on a recording at the age of 7, and there was no looking back. He would go on to play with Art Blakey, McCoy Tyner, Tony Williams, Dizzy Gillespie, Herbie Hancock, and so many others. From a man who kept Art Blakey's jazz messengers moving in the right direction, this is trombone cat Curtis Fuller with the tune Jazz Island off the 1982 CD. Curtis Fuller meets Roma Jazz Trio next on the program.
this is Keith Oxman coming to you from Denver, Colorado. I'm a tenor saxophonist, and just want to say that you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Cimino.
That was tenor sax man and Denver strong cat Keith Oxman with the song Breeze, Blow My Baby Back, off the 2017 CD East of the Village. This latest album is straight from the heart of his home in the Mountain West with his trio, organist Jeff Jenkins and drummer Todd Reed. It's a great listen. From the voice and cool of Helen Stewart, this is the tune Love Is Here to Stay off the 1961 LP Love Moods, as this hour of jazz and love moves on here.
It's very clear our love is here to stay, not for a year, but ever and a day. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know may just be passing fancies in time may go. Oh, my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay, but our love is here to stay. It's very clear our love is here to stay, not for a year, but ever and a day. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know may just be a passing fancies in time may go. Oh, my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay, but our love is here to stay.
Again, that was Helen Stewart with the 1961 tune, Love Is Here to Stay, and it always is here on the program. And it's with that that this is a cat that we're going to go out with. It's a cat that I always dig from that jazzy golden era. This is tenor sax cat Warren Marsh with the song Ear Conditioning off the 1957 LP Jazz of Two Cities. And as we're ready to polish off the handle one final time on this open door of jazz music, we want to tell you thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a relic in the broadcast world full of engineering magic, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Pal Joey on the radio.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We're always here for you. NeonJazzKC at gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time. Enjoy the jazz, my friends. Thank you.
Jazz.